a secondary theme on what potentially the holiday of Tu B'Av should do for us today.
Tu B'Shvat
should do for us today. Should do for us today. Now it says like this. We said before that the Vilna Gaon cryptically says that just like the other three Rosh Hashanahs, the other three Rosh Hashanahs, you don't say Tachnon, which we said, right, that's Rosh Chodesh. Here too, don't say Tachnon. We said right away, that's not fair. That's a Rosh Chodesh thing. So I saw a great idea. In the end, on Rosh Chodesh, what happens on Rosh Chodesh? How it works is, we know, whatever circling the moon disappears at the end of every month for about a day and a half. Disappears for a day and a half. And then when it re-shows up, it's called the new moon, new month, Rosh Chodesh. But right before that, it's at its bleakest. And even on Rosh Chodesh, it's a sliver. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger till the 15th. Then it descends, decreases again. Right now, when we're looking at trees, we're not seeing anything. We're in the colder winter, and it depends where you are. In fact, I think officially in some areas, it becomes really cold. Now, Israel, I think now the coldest weeks is always around now, not in December. This becomes the coldest time, what's called the winter. And we're telling you right now, look around on the horizon. And even though it looks like snow-covered trees that will not produce, we're telling you that underneath, inside, the sap is rising. That's the right word. I don't know what the word is, how it works. The sap within the tree is rising, and it's going to produce at different times. So they want to say that the comparison between Rosh Chodesh and Tu B'Shvat and not saying Tachnon and not fasting is because it's telling you that even what looks like dark times can be considered holiday events. Even though on Rosh Chodesh it looks like we just lost the moon for 2 days, what are we doing? Don't worry, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, it's frozen outside. We got no fruits coming this year. Don't worry. What you see is human eyes. What God sees is God's eyes. And at a time, especially now this year, when things are looking bleak sometimes, bad week for Jews around the world, and when things are looking bleak, we have to still know that we will rise again. We will rise again. And just like the sun will be in its full bloom, that's the word, the trees will be in its full bloom, and Klal Yisrael, even though now things don't look as good, Mirz Shem Bekarov will be in full bloom. Stop it. Amen. Amen.